The Bible blesses Esau as the only begotten son of God, and the Koran says that God did not have a son. But the Koran does confirm that Esau was the Messiah. Can you please clarify these points?
Yes, this explanation of the Messiah, the Son of God, prophets, and how they explain what Prophet Muhammad said and what Christ said, it is being probably one of the points that have created a lot of friction between Muslim and Christians. Okay. Christians said, well, Muhammad was the Son of God, Muhammad wasn't. Okay. So our prophet is better than your prophet. Okay. Or we have the Messiah, you have a prophet. Messiah was the Son of God, but the prophet just even the messengers, even we don't know really was the prophet because he wasn't Christ's second coming. So there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinterpretation in this regard. So that he explained other fact the concept of Messiah really means the Spirit of God comes to earth. Okay? And what the Spirit of God can do? Can he come to earth and say, I am here? Okay, maybe I understand. Why are you getting disconnected? Are you locking the thing? Are you locking the way you eat and move? The... Oh, we are not perfect. Good, okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay, we keep getting disconnected here, and I hope everybody is hearing me now. Is it getting up? Okay. Does it go on at all? Okay. I hope everybody, somebody tell me you can hear me, right?
We can hear you, Mr. Ryan.
Okay. All right. That'll be getting disconnected here. Okay. The concept of Messiah is really means the Spirit of God comes to earth. Okay. The Spirit of God comes to earth. Really, the Spirit of God is always on earth. He never moves, leaves. The Spirit of God is in everything. Okay. There is nowhere that is not. Okay. But how can he manifest himself in the most effective way? Okay. The Spirit is always there, even fast on, he's with us, he's trying to give us the eternal divine path and the unification of religion. But are we listening? No, they're not listening. Okay. Now, how he can manifest himself on earth? He needs a human body. Okay? That's the only way he can have a mouth, he can have a hand, he can have a leg, he can walk, he can talk, the way you can understand it, or we can understand it. So, his spirit comes to that body, and that body manifests on earth, and becomes his representative. Okay? And that is the concept of a Messiah. Which Messiah means anointed one? Is that right? And anointed one means the person is in chosen for a specific function. And then, so the Messiah is also called the Son of God. Because he is, what is the Son? Son is in the image of Father, isn't it? That God created Adam. Was Adam in the image of God? That's what the Bible says. Adam was in the image of God. And he was his son. So, the Son of God is in the image of God. He's a duplicate. Okay. Now, he brings his words to humanity. Now what the Prophet does? Because Prophet Muhammad was the Spirit of God on earth who brought the Word of God to humanity. Therefore, can he call Prophet Muhammad also Messiah? or can be called Isa also a prophet? So these are the words that have the same meaning. It explains the same thing. God, the Spirit, comes to man. In a sense, Prophet Muhammad, not in a sense, in reality, Prophet Muhammad was Christ. Because he also was the Spirit of God on earth. And he was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. Was born the Messiah. He was the Spirit of God. Came to heaven. Or Baha'u'llah. Or, you know, Moses. Abraham. Krishna. Shiva. Buddha. They were all the same thing. God manifested himself to earth and humanity. So, if you understand this explanation, you can see that there is no difference between what Christian says, what Muslim says. Okay? Prophet Muhammad was Messiah, he was the Son of God. He is the only way in that time when he brought the teachings. Okay? And all of them talking about the same thing again. And this explanation completely unifies again and solves this problem between Christianity and Muslim. If you expand that one to the other religions, also the prophets, the Messiah, the teachers, it's the same thing. When Krishna comes, where is he? What is he? He comes as the Spirit of God on earth. Of course, Bhagavad Gita explains this much better than probably other religions, that I am God, you know, come to earth to, you know, guide you, destroy the, you know, ungodly and bring the godly back to humanity. And that's what exactly what we are trying to do here, to destroy the ungodly and bring godly on earth. That's getting annoying. It's connected all the time. Okay, therefore, with this explanation, you can see that there is. Okay, then of course, Prophet Muhammad says, God doesn't have any son. Some Christians say that it means that he is saying that Christ wasn't the Son of God. What he is saying is that God doesn't create a child, like human, come and have a, you know, relationship with a woman and they have a child. That concept is the concept that Prophet Muhammad is against, and if God is revealing, no, I didn't make a child as Christ. And then Christ says, I am the Son of God. He doesn't mean that really, you know, a real son that somebody, you know, made it through, you know, sexual relationship. He is a manifestation on earth of God, therefore he is in his image, okay, a duplicate of each other. So therefore he is the Son of God. Okay. Okay, some Christians believe that he was actually, physically was his son, right? Okay. And that is the concept that Prophet Muhammad is in Quran opposing it, but he is not opposing the idea that Christ was in the image of God, that the Christ was the prophet of God. Okay, Christ says, no one goes to the Father but through me. And Prophet Muhammad says, listen to my prophet and what he says. Are they doing the same thing? Nobody works the Bible, but through me, also what you promised, Prophet Muhammad said, is what I say, and listen to him. It's the same thing. That's like, whether my prophet said, or the Messiah said, or the Son of God said, is from me. He doesn't make anything up of himself. Therefore, follow what he said. So it's what Krishna says. Krishna says the same thing. that you can go to God there, but listen to me. Is it the Bab and the Baal and all this and thing? It is the same thing. Now, of course, they are saying the same thing in that station, that level they brought to revelation. And they were correct. Okay? In that time, in that revelation, in that period, what they said was the way. There was no other way. Okay? But now, they are saying, look, all of them were the way, but each of them was a part of a greater way. Okay? That manifests the whole teaching of each of them and unify them together and show the whole path. Okay. So we can just do this explanation, you know, with showing the various dharmas, we can say God never contradicts himself. Okay. Never he reveals anything is contradictive. But we have to realize what he meant. What is the meaning of the Son of God? What's the meaning of the Messiah? What's the meaning of the Prophet? God is the same thing. God comes to earth, God, the Spirit comes to earth, and he is the body, and he prophesies this body is going to come, okay? And then he prophesies this body is going to come, he probably sends the same Spirit, the same soul, the same being that he has used for many times. If I have somebody that teaches teaching mission very well, and I have some invitation, somebody come to teach, you know, some good in South Africa, which actually we have, there's a tribe there that are asking, but, you know, when my face when it comes to this tribe, they're waiting for my son to come. Do I send my best teacher? I will. And because this person is a good teacher, the Spirit of God is with him, or with her, and they are going to do a good job. And therefore I say, okay, so and so, I'd like you to go and teach them. But of course, if they're busy and they're trying to make money and do this and that, and they say, you know, no, I don't have the time for you right now, I have to do this and that, you know, then what should I do, you know? Then I don't have anybody that, you know, to stand there. So that's what you need, the teachers are dedicated to the mission, and they're very good, and we can send them out and teach and see. So he says the same thing over and over again, and says, he's a good job. So right, Jim. Okay? So, he prophesies, he says that the king is going to come, and then when that time comes, he fulfills the prophecy. He sends that person. But there's still behind that person is God. That is the most important part. That person is a man, but the Spirit is behind it. That's what Christ in one part says, I am one with God, me and the Father are one. Another time, one person comes and tells him, good rabbi, and he says, there is no one good but God. Isn't there a contradiction there? Why? If you are the one of God, you should be good rabbi. But you can see in one time he is not connected, he is just the same rabbi. In other times he is connected, he and God are one. So we can see that he's the man. And Prophet Muhammad says, and absolutely denies anything as the oneness of God. He says, I'm the plain prophet. Oh, okay, then if he's plain prophet, you know, what in other senses says, whatever he says, in Prophet Muhammad says, is whatever I say. Follow him. Isn't that me and Father are one? So we can see that he is a man, but the Spirit behind is God. And he has to be prophesied to come. Okay? If somebody that has not completed the prophecy, he is not him. Impossible. It is impossible. He's not going to do it. That's why we are here to gain our call for this. We are here to see the prophecy is fulfilled. If the prophecy is fulfilled and we are called, then what's the most important thing in our lives? Nothing. But to get on with the mission, to participate in the mission, to get it on the submarine, getting our life into this. and stop complaining at all, whatsoever. Because, you know, if there is something you can do in the highest possible in your life, you should go to it and do it. And to accept and become one community, cyber community, oneness, helping each other, connecting with each other, partnering with each other, you know, bringing your energy higher and higher, and create that those teachers that you can go and reach out to humanity. So the concept of Sanatva, Nasaya, Prophet, all are the same. But Prophet Muhammad is not opposing the idea that Christ was the Prophet, Christ was the Messiah. Actually, in Quran it is called Isa the Messiah. Okay. Messiah Masih. Masih is Messiah. Okay. So but he is opposing the idea that it was the physical makeup from relation between God and Mary. Okay. He says God doesn't do that. He can't, he doesn't have any body anyway. It's a spirit. Okay. That is the he was opposing. And Prophet Muhammad, of course, according to our explanation, also was the Messiah. Was the Son of God. So was Isa a prophet. Okay. So you can see this explanation again solves this problem, unifies those two conditions, and destroys any misunderstanding within. I hope. Okay, next question. Okay, then.